الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على خمس شهادة: الله إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج والصوم ورمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: خمس صلوات نفترضهن الله من أحسن وضوهن وصلاهن لوقتهن وتم ركوعهن وخشوعهن كان له على الله أحد أن يغفر له ومن لم يفعل فليس له على الله أحد إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه. صدق. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: والذي نفسي بيده لقد هممت أن آمر بحطب فيحطب ثم آمر بالصلاة فيؤذن لها ثم مر رجلا فيؤم الناس ثم أخالف إلى رجال لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحترقوا عليهم بيوتهم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we all are Muslims. And if a person becomes Muslim or he is Muslim, he has to offer salah 5 times a day. He has to keep fasting in Ramadan. But if he is in suffer while traveling or he is sick, he can postpone it to other days. And he is to pay zakah every year if he is sahib nisab, and he has to perform hajj in ayyam hajj if he has istita'at and he can perform. So these are ibadat which are obligatory. No one can deny, because denial is kufr. And if a person misses, he has to repeat, perform its qaza. And its ajr is too much. Because there is hadith that taqarrub bil faraiz is the maximum, and after that is taqarrub bil nawafil. If taqarrub bil faraiz exists, then bit taqarrub bil nawafil, one person can gain a position such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I become his tongue by which he speaks, I become his eyes by which he sees, and I become his legs because of which he travels. So it means in everything he is helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this position is attained bin nawafil. But if taqarrub bil faraiz exist, so the essential most of them is a salat. Because in Hadith Sharifa it has been declared as a symbol to differentiate between kufr and Islam. So we have to be very, very much careful about salah. Actually, it's one's presence before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five times a day, and for this da'wat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given five times in the shape of azan. Hayya ala al-salah, hayya ala al-falah. So if a person goes to masjid or perform salah, then it's actually answer to this zakah, azan. Yes, labbaik, I am here. And if a person does not perform salah, does not go to masjid, if he is male, then it's very, very difficult thing to understand what he considered himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the situation. If a boss asks his subordinate to reach a place and he does not reach, so his service comes in danger and he may be punished for this. So similarly, there are two views of this. Number one, he may be punished if he does not go, number one. And number two, if he goes there, he will be rewarded. And this reward is too much. Just like a king asks the people to come to his place, he wants to reward. So the people will try to reach as early as possible because they will be knowing what will be given to them. And this is the king which has limited resources. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malikul Mulk. He does not have any shortcomings or something like this, that he has everything with him. So therefore, if he wants to give too much, he can do it. So therefore, one has to reach that place as early as possible. Early going to masjid, therefore, it's the action of having more reward. The best places in the world are the masajid, and the worst places are the bazaars. So, see the situation. How many people are there in masajid, and how many people are there in bazaars? There was one person with us in our office. He was not offering prayer. But his habit was this, that after, when he would come from the office, so every day at 4:30, buses would start for Rawalpindi, Murray Road and other places. And he would come to Jain, and would come to bazaars, and then just wandering hither and thither, and then go back. Nothing doing. So see the situation, what's this? So it means the person who is happy with Allah and goes to masjid, really, 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 he is a lucky person. And the person who does not need this, he does not want this, he is an unlucky person. He is in problem. His heart is not in good position. This is signal which comes out and tells us that he's in problem. He should go to some heart specialist, that he become good and performs healthily. So this situation we should understand. Today, I was asked in the majlis of question and answer regarding Sirat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that once Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he missed tahajjud and because of that he was too much disturbed and he started weeping and asked for forgiveness too much. The next night Shaitan himself came and made him awake. He asked, "Who are you?" He said, "What you want to do with this?" "Okay, get up and ask prayer." He said, "No, I will not leave you. You have to tell me, who are you?" Then he told, "I am Shaitan." He says, "When have you started this work?" This was strange. He said, "Because you wept too much because of missing of tahajjud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded you more than tahajjud because of that. So I don't want you get this again. Just this is enough, you get larger of tahajjud." So for us, there is a message. Although tahajjud is a nafal, but he has too much reward. It has too much ajar and too much asar. By asar I means it affects our life. The person who gets up and offer tahajjud prayer, his heart becomes clean. His mind becomes favor and his nafs is under his control. So these are the three things which are for Islam, which are done for Islam. So it means tahajjud prayer is a better tool for Islam even. Because in this mujahida, tahajjud, mujahida is by default. Because one person does not want to get up so early, breaks his sweet sleep and he gets up and offer qaza, tahajjud prayer. So this is very difficult for him, for his nafs. But he has to do, so then his nafs comes in under control. And the other thing, he makes connection of himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time when it is like too much, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to recite Surah Yasin in tahajjud. He was asked why. He said, "Yasin, Surah Yasin is the heart of Quran. Surah Yasin is the heart of Quran. And tahajjud time is the heart of night. So I want to recite this heart of Quran in the heart of night. So Quran, if one person recites at that time, then actually it is what he wants to listen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he offers tahajjud, it is what he wants to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, when I try to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I perform salah. When I want to try to listen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I recite Quran. So these two things can be done very good at the time of tahajjud. And Mashayikh told that it's key of wilaya. There are tools, different tools. So this is very, very good tool. So it's very good tool. So I think first I should translate what I recited from Quran and then from a Hadith Sharifa, and this will make inshallah complete. Allah says, and perform salah at the ends of the day and during the approaches of the night. Verily good deeds removes evil deeds. This is an admonition for those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Islam is built upon five pillars. The bearing of witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and message. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan rasulullah. And performing salah, the praying of zakah, the paying of zakah, performing of hajj, and the fasting in Ramadan. He also said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made five salahs compulsory upon you. Whoever perform proper ablution for them and perform them punctually, properly performing the ruku and with proper devotion and sincerity, will have a covenant from Allah that he will forgive him. This ahad. And whoever does not so has no such covenant. If Allah so wishes, he may forgive them, and if he wishes, he may punish them. So by salah we comes in ahad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much great thing this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never does breaking of his ahad. And he also said, I swear by him in whose hand is my life. I intend to order that wood should be brought and to give the order that salah should be performed and that the azan should be given, and then order a person to lead the people in salah. Then I wanted to proceed to the houses of those who remained absent from the salah and burned down their houses upon them. See the situation. How merciful was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what he is saying about those people who are missing salah. Actually, it is not missing salah, but it is missing jamaat. So even missing jamaat is so much dangerous thing. greater, merciful, most person Rasulullah Sallallahu wants to make them burn. So these things should be understood, that we should never miss Salah, even never miss Jamaat, and we should perform all Farz Salah, Sunnah Muakkada, Wajib Salah, just like Batr. And beside this, we should perform some Mustahabat even. Because it has been said, if a person has some problem in calculation of farz there, so it will be completed by Nawafil. So one has to keep some Nawafil in his bank account as well, that it may be used at that time. Especially Tahajjud, because it's the best tool for Tazkiyah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa grant us tawfiq to perform accordingly. Wa ma alayna illa balagh. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun lil mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.